fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution, revolution, radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to your train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
February 4th, 2024, you're listening to Revolution Radio, the best radio network on the internet, and this is Dr. Johnny, keeping the truth alive, and I kindly ask you to please be generous with your donation to this network at freedomslips.org. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. So get a Patreon account today on freedomslips.org and keep Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you don't donate to Revolution Radio, please give a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. All the hosts do not get paid, and we've really been working hard to bring you the truth and the news you can use so you can have a better life for you and your family. You are now connected to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD Command Center, where Dr. Johnny with the Bald Eagle Eye is keeping a vigilant watch on Washington, D.C., our country, and our solar system. That's right. You are now listening to the Master Survivor, bringing you the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, master survivor, and virus recovery expert. Remember all the broadcasts I've done this year? I've always said that the White Hats are winning. Well, that is true, but I also said that before we get to the finish line, we will be experiencing the greatest pain our citizens and our country have ever seen. By now, you figured out that immigration invasion at the southern border is a central important agenda to the Democratic deep state left. They are treating illegal aliens better than American citizens. Do you know why? Well, Dr. Johnny will tell you why. And it is so they can have their own private army and make those swing states come alive and vote for Joe Biden and Michelle Obama. This is the shape of things to come. The plan is unfurling at a rapid pace. Millions of military-age men have been catapulting into our country by the globalist-controlled agencies within our government. Just over a month ago, Mike Adams, the health ranger, predicted that over the course of this year and next, that we will see organized raids of armed illegals attacking and carrying out mass exterminations of police departments, with the systematic wiping out of all the law enforcement jurisdictions in order to gain control of them and of our country. Mike Adams also predicted that should Trump regain office, the same globalist-funded radical left that rioted in 2020 will revolt over the mass deportations, that they will work to activate all the military-age illegals in an effort to jointly overthrow the Trump administration. He said they will attack the substations, refineries, bridges, ports, water treatment facilities to wreak havoc and make all those systems out of order. And we have seen an uptick of infrastructure explosions in recent weeks, of course. He said they will even have some surface-to-air missiles and other weapons that the deep state military, dark military, will provide them. He described the event like the October 7th Hamas attack times 1,000 happened simultaneously all around the continental United States. Well, I saw the news report of four illegal alien immigrants who were arrested for brutally beating New York Police Department officers, brazenly flipping off with the middle finger news cameras after being released without bail. They were laughing all about it. If a New York State resident were to commit such an attack, let alone a U.S. citizen, with all that video evidence, that person would remain in jail without bail, and that person would serve a prison sentence. Not these illegals. They get out jail free. The New York Post is reporting that suspects may have already fled to California, but also Thursday, 155 House Democrats voted against deporting illegal aliens who commit Social Security fraud. And 150 Democrats also voted against deporting illegal aliens arrested for driving while intoxicated. Plus, all the illegals that are not attacking America are being sent to swing states to swing the Democratic vote. It's so obvious. When over 150 Democrats vote against deporting aliens for Social Security fraud and for driving intoxicated, little wonder why these deep state Democrats have an agenda. This same playbook is being used to tear apart Europe, but right now the United States is the deep state target. This is not fear porn. This is fact. bureaucrats, moles, Democrats, and their agents are waging administrative warfare against the citizens in the United States and worldwide. And I will discuss more details later on in the show about what is really going on at the Texas border. The only thing and the only one standing in their way is Donald Trump. Do you remember last week I told you the deep state is doing everything they can to get rid of President Trump? The assassination attempts, the smear campaigns, and the crooked New York court jury ruled that Trump would have to pay $83 million in defamation lawsuit, and the judge would not even allow Trump's attorney to present the evidence to the jury. This is guilty without a defense. It does not get any more crooked than that. Trump's attorney, Elena Habaugh, goes scorched earth before the cameras when she said to the reporters, "Don't get it twisted," she says. "Before I walked into this court, the judge decided that every single defense that President Trump had were not allowed to be raised in front of the jury. Just when you thought conspiracy and crooked justice to get rid of Trump could not get even any more certain, President Trump's lawyer, Elena Habaugh, has said that there should be new trials in the lawsuits against E. Jean Carroll," which is the judge. The calls come after Trump's legal team discovered the judge in this case has close relationship to two of Carroll's lawyers. They're buddy-buddy. Carroll's lawyers are buddy-buddy with the judge. For those wondering how a judge could believe a flimsy story that Trump assaulted Carroll in a dressing room of a department store, and even though she was very vague on the details and there was no physical evidence, Trump's lawyer, Habaugh, has figured out what had really happened. In a letter from Habaugh to the U.S. District Attorney, U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan on Monday's event, she said she had learned for the first time that the judge had once had mentor relationships with Carroll lawyer Roberta Kaplan. The two are not related, of course. But if Your Honor truly worked with Mrs. Kaplan in any capacity, especially if there was any mentor-mentee relationship, that fact should have been disclosed before any case involving these parties was permitted to proceed forward, Habaugh said. This issue is particularly concerning since plaintiff's other lead counsel, Sean Crawley, served as Your Honor's law clerk, and we were previously advised that Your Honor co-officiating her wedding. Habaugh said the reporter told her on Saturday that Carroll attorney Roberta Kaplan worked with the judge in the law firm Paul Weiss and Rifflin in the 1990s before the judge was appointed by Bill Clinton to the federal bench. She pointed out that during the trials, there were many clashes between Trump's lawyers and the judge and questioned whether those might have been from the judge's relationship with the plaintiff's lawyers. We believe and we argue on appeal that the court was overtly hostile towards defense counsel and President Trump and displayed preferential treatment towards the plaintiff's counsel, Habaugh said. Indeed, the ruling's tone and demeanor of the bench raised significant concerns even before the New York Post investigative journalism unearthed these new facts, how the judge was so buddy-buddy with that defense counsel of the plaintiff. So Roberta Kaplan said in response on Tuesday that she doesn't remember ever interacting with the judge on a case when they both worked at the West Fitzland Wharton law firm. Well, that's a lie. A former partner at the law firm told the Post anonymously that Roberta Kaplan tried to impress other lawyers at the firm, including Lewis Kaplan. The judge was reportedly a mentor to Roberta Kaplan. There you go, folks. The wrong and twisted justice never stops when it comes to attacking Trump. Remember on last week's show, I told you that the United States Delta Force brazenly arrested the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia at Brackenridge, Colorado, charging him with treason for unlawful prosecuting of the January Sixers and sentencing them to periods of incarceration, and the criminal Merrick Garland was next on the arrest list. Well, U.S. Special Forces last Monday arrested the deepest of deep state fugitives, Attorney General Merrick Garland, following prolonged surveillance that began last week when he deplaned a flight that originated in Warsaw, Poland, and landed at Dulles International Airport. The actual apprehension, my sources in General Eric Smith's office revealed, occurred on the upscale residence of Greenbelt, Maryland, where Garland was scheduled to meet his Canadian counterpart, Deputy Attorney General of Canada, Shalee Curtis Makcheff. The White Hat's investigation of Garland started on the day of his appointment, March 11, 2021, after U.S. Army Cyber Command eavesdropped on a telephone call between him and a voice sounding much like Joseph Biden. On it, Garland sounded more like a boss than an employee, instructing Biden to avail himself of every opportunity to denounce the J6ers and just telling him what to do and calling them criminal insurrectionists and their leader Donald Trump a sore loser and an election denialist trying to cling to power. Garland said that his Justice Department would pursue unbeatable charges against insurrectionists and eventually Trump himself, but he told Biden the operation could take years because Trump had, in his quote, won the hearts and minds of deranged MAGA people and had friends in powerful political positions. And then he said, and this was the one that really got me, he told Joseph Biden, "You play your part and we'll do the rest," Garland said. By May of 2021, the FBI was singularly focused on capturing patriots who had peacefully visited the Capitol, the People's House, on January 6. Garland's bureau announced new arrests and increasingly severe charges daily as his mainstream media allies bombarded the gullible public with fictitious and fantastical stories about millions of militia and MAGA people, and Trump orders violently stormed the Capitol to kill Mike Pence and to prevent Biden's ascension to the presidency, which was not true. It was really peaceful. Around that time, White Hats established local and remote surveillance on Garland's D.C. offices and luxury home in Alexandria, Virginia, while cybersecurity tapped Garland's phones and tracked his digital footprints, boots on the ground, pointed parabolic microphones, and telephoto lenses at his home and office, where whenever Garland traveled by car, they discreetly tailed his whole entourage. For Garland always traveled with an armed entourage. Also around that time, White Hats realized that they had a problem. A big problem. Having performed digital forensics on still photographs and video and audio recordings, cybersecurity concluded that the man in their sights, though he looked and talked and walked like Garland, was actually a convincing body double wearing a prosthetic mask and hairpiece. Shortly afterward, in July, White Hats learned of 5 Merrick Garland sightings in different cities on opposite sides of the country on the same day. Somehow Garland appeared simultaneously in Washington, D.C., Chicago, San Antonio, Portland, and Los Angeles, leading White Hats on an inescapable conclusion. Garland had numerous doubles, which trained to mimic his speech and mannerisms. On July 23, 2021, White Hats concurrently observed Garland doppelgangers attending events in Richmond, Virginia, and Los Angeles simultaneously. The Department of Justice continued incarcerating innocent patriots. Garland lookalikes coolly made appearances in multiple venues at once, a fact that went unreported by the mainstream media. And White Hats faced a dilemma, whether to catch the imposters or wait for the real Garland to rear his ugly head wherever it was. In 2021 and 2022, David H. Berger, General Berger, still commanded the military arm of the White Hat movement. He and the White Hat Council had spent numerous hours contemplating the issue, with the council divided over whether capturing the doubles would face a scrupulous Garland deeper underground. A Camp Pendleton source told Dr. Johnny that General Berger had sought Trump's input, but the president trusted the general to make the right decision. Right or wrong, General Berger issued a decree that the real Garland had to be caught before the military moved against the doubles or the clones. He was afraid of going after imposters would first tip off the real Garland, and there were disagreements, but it was his choice to make. Still, a lingering question went unanswered. Where was the true Merrick Garland? A possible answer to that question came in mid-2022, where fifth columnists within the Department of Justice claimed that Garland, knowing a sizable part of the U.S. military had supported President Trump, would seek retribution for his indicting active duty and retirees who peacefully attended the January 6th in Washington, D.C. But he had fled the United States and was living a life of luxury in Warsaw, Poland, from where he remotely controlled the Department of Justice and all his doppelgangers. The fifth columnist didn't know precisely where Garland absconded to, but they estimated it was around when Vladimir Putin initiated the special military operation in Ukraine, although the timing seemed coincidental. Asked to substantiate their claims with verifiable evidence, Fisk columnists supplied General Berger's office with tap telephone calls between Garland and the Department of Justice and decrypted emails Garland had sent the FBI Director Christopher Wray, which had capacious lists of people Garland wanted to be arrested. President Trump's name in bold type appeared on the list, as did General Berger and other prominent officers in the White Hat community. Nevertheless, General Berger was really and rightfully suspicious. The proof could have been faked. How did the communication escape the all-seeing and all-hearing eyes of the Cyber Command of the Marine Corps Forces Cyberspace Command, whose operatives dutifully monitor deep state transmissions constantly 24/7, and assuming a Garland was in Poland, how could the general ensure it was the genuine article and not another body double? These questions and more plagued the White Hat Council. Historically, however, this had taught them the deep staters follow a predictable pattern. They always return to the scene of the crime. Eventually, somewhere, sometime, they always return to the scene of the crime. In the meantime, though, the Department of Justice reign of terror against God-fearing innocent patriots continued unabated, and more innocent patriots got arrested for nothing. The discussion about eliminating Garland's body doubles resurfaced when General Berger advocated his position and named General Smith his replacement in January 2023. A more aggressive General Smith had reportedly aimed to take down the body doubles, but sources said he changed his mind following a private meeting with General Berger. Further muddying the issue was the confirmation of deep state cloning laboratories in Missouri in December of 2022 and in Alaska in January 2023, although the special forces teams that destroyed those labs found no cloning body doubles in the cylinders of Merrick Garland. White hats acknowledged that there were still looking for other labs, and that they could have Garland clones percolating in metriation centers, but since they don't know where those other labs were, they're just not sure. That fear and rapid advancement of holography and AI and deep fake, which is artificial intelligence and, you know, CGI tech, left a bewildering and beleaguering White Hats wondering just how deep the deception went. Fifth Columnist, however, persisted saying that Garland was hiding in Poland to avoid military arrest. Time passed sluggishly, and on January 17, 2024, a Fifth Columnist whom the White Hats deemed reputable approached General Smith's office with promising information. He seemed feverishly confident that Garland would re-enter the United States on January 26 for a clandestine meeting with the U.S. and Canadian Departments of Justice members on January 30th, after which he would swiftly and secretly depart back to Poland. The Fifth Columnist had Garland's travel itinerary, but no explanation for why he would risk losing his freedom to meet with Canadian officials in the U.S. when he could have done so by flying to Canada, So how do we know that we're not given misinformation? How do we know it wasn't given to you by, as a plant? You know, General Smith had asked the Fifth Columnist, and he said, I can't say 100%, but I trust it. And do you really want to pass up the chance? The Fifth Columnist replied. The general decided the risk was worth the reward, and he asked Fifth Special Forces Group Commander General Brent Linderman, a member of the White Hat Council, to coordinate the operation and bring Garland to justice. Colonel Linderman voiced his trepidations, arguing that it could make It made no sense for Garland to hold the meeting instead of a clone or a body double, since the Canadians are not personal acquaintances and therefore wouldn't have the ability to distinguish in him from the faith, especially if the other U.S. Department of Justice officials were present to support Garland. Long shot or not, we need to move on this one, said the general. I have a gut feeling, General Smith told Colonel Linderman. Colonel Linderman said, he had only one question. All I need to know is if you want to isolate him and take him alone before the meeting or grab the whole bunch of them, he said. My source said General Smith picked the former, which is, you know, isolate him, because nabbing multiple deep staters typically complicated military operations. We get Garland, he's the package, the general said. The Fifth Columnist had given the general's office the address of a fancy Airbnb booked in the Justice Department spokesperson's name, where Garland was scheduled to see his guest that afternoon of January 30th. His flight touched down Friday afternoon. No sooner had Garland left customs than four men in dark suits and sunglasses encircled him, shielding him from prying eyes. They whisked him away in a waiting limousine and followed the route would take them to the address the White Hats had been given, where special forces had already set up surveillance. We knew then that we weren't getting him without a fight, our source said, and had four feds, we knew at least two of those guys would be glued to his side the whole time. It would become a matter of, do we take out all four or make a bigger mess than we must, or try to mobilize the casualties? That decision fell on the detachment commander, of course. Special forces tracked the house. Once the man who looked like Garland stepped through the doorway, he never went outdoors. The team spent Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday learning the Fed's schedule before assaulting and assailing the home at 3 o'clock a.m. Monday. Special forces neutralized two Feds that had emerged from the house to patrol the perimeter. Four of our white hat soldiers crept inside, putting a silenced bullet in a Fed dozing on the living room sofa. Downstairs, a final guard in the hallway outside Garland's upstairs bedroom died when a soldier slipped his neck and strangled him. The soldier picked the lock of the bedroom door and then jabbed a sleeping Garland with a tranquilizer strong enough to sedate him for his trip to JAG Processing Center. He's in custody, and we know it's not a body double. We know it's not a clone, he said. Tests are being done right way to make sure of that. Needless to say, he isn't very happy at the moment. Can't say that we blame him, since he tried for he will be tried for treason at Gitmo, the spa, my source said. Late Monday afternoon, when Garland screamed in the holding cell, the Department of Justice released a statement, you know, the mass media, claiming that Garland would temporarily cede authority to Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco while he undergoes routine back surgery this weekend. So that's the mainstream news. He's under at the hospital getting back surgery, but folks, he's at Gitmo, okay? Our source said that this was an obstruction of to both cover up the arrest and get another body double ready to take his place as soon as possible, assuming the Garland that we got isn't a clone or body double, and we don't think so. He's got genitalia, so he is a real person. Well, and he be that Garland we have doesn't have a telltale signs of cloning anywhere, so we think we've got the genuine article, the real deal. Remember on last week's show, I was reporting to you that the WHO, the World Health Organization, is predicting disease X. Well, that began with their dire predictions that mid last year, but are now ramping up the fear dial and the fear campaign, providing more information on it. We now know that it is a disease that will kill 20 times more people than the COVID. We know this because they said so. I do wonder if it's just me or just a few like-minded, curious folks who find it kind of weird that while they don't know what it is, where it came from, how it kills, 20 times more, and pretty much nothing else about it, but they're sure it will kill 20 times as many. Well, it's almost like someone somewhere has run the numbers on what death rates would be like when a population with a severely weakened immune system is exposed to something that's very deadly, like, say, Ebola. Well, wacky conspiracy theories might suggest that something is already known because it's been tested in the lab rats, and maybe some children in tunnels and in a certain city, or maybe on the island by a guy called Jeff. It's a strange world, you know. In any event, in order to be sure of some such an outcome that they predict, surely you've got to be relying on some data, and data of this sort requires, some testing. But obviously you can't test what is unknown, and they promise that the disease X will be unknown. They tried to decipher that one for me, please. Anyway, once testing has been done and said data is collected, then we can be fairly sure of certain outcomes, and then all that's needed is some rumpy-dumpy bat, you know, tail, that bat virus and so forth, and boom-o, you know, carnage and lockdowns and vaccine passports and mandate, you know, 6 feet apart, safe and effective therapies, shelter in place, and oh, that's when it's all going to hit the fan. Anyway, the WHO are meeting to plan what to do. This former BlackRock fund manager Edward Dow said a pattern seems to be emerging. Congress sponsoring a Disease X bill. WHO's shouting about Disease X, World Economic Forum agenda this past 2 weeks, you know, spouting all about Disease X. And this in the UK, a disease that doesn't exist yet, be sure, let's make a vaccine right away. I just can't anymore make, you know, say this is all nonsense, but the UK government's already working on a vaccine for a disease that doesn't even exist in high security research facility, best known for its work in chemical warfare. Did you get that? The one that's working on the vaccine for disease X, it's not known, was specialized in chemical warfare. Okay, how about UK government's working on a vaccine for this disease, and they promised it will be unknown. I guess we'll just have to trust the science. Ha, ha, ha. The truth is that this disease X simply the false flag operation needed to be used to cover up for a bond and currency market collapse that is already coming underway. The global solution is to self-detonate this system while at the same time enslave the populace with CBDCs, which are central bank digital currencies, pandemic treaty lockdowns and travel restrictions, so forth, social credit scores. So Disease X is simply the smokescreen for the above, as was the COVID. It does not matter what it is, we all know they are rebranding COVID-19 bioweapon, and this is an antichrist technology. For more detail, I will take some notes from Karen Kingston, who's a biotech analyst and a former Pfizer employee who's been reporting on the nightmare of the COVID-19 vax. She's tagged as a bioweapon from the very beginning. She has first knowledge. She used to work for Pfizer. She was the first to say COVID-19 vax was created to hurt and kill people. She was the one of the first to warn people not to take the COVID-19 vax. Kingston predicted that vaccine makers wanted to get people sick and then come up with new treatments to make money off the people they caused to get sick. She has also been reporting on the nightmare of these vaccines, and Kinson has new analysis on three important current stories that show people around the world are finally waking up to this crime against humanity. First stop is Japan, where top doctors are calling for all mRNA COVID-19 vaccines to be stopped now. Kinson says it's always darkest before dawn. It was 2.5 years ago that I was on, on this show saying that these were not biologics, it's the bioweapon, and I reported to you about Karen Kingston and what she said. They are advanced gene editing technology, she says, and are meant to cause disease, disability, infertility, and death, and they need to be stopped to protect humanity and all life forms. Now, top professors and doctors out of Japan just did a national press conference where they said over 6 months they have done a review of thousands and thousands of peer review publications. And when you do that, you will find that they are not biologics. The doctors and researchers found that those who say these are good vaccines basically said they are fools, they're lies, and you cause humanity to be thrown into this abyss of hell. They not only say that they do not give mRNA lipid nanoparticles to people, but they say this is the number one threat to the planet. I pointed this out truly on my past shows, that this is a demonic technology, and it was confirmed again by Kingston. Recently, Surgeon General of Florida called it an antichrist technology. Kingston also been following the so-called pandemic agreement being pushed by the United Nations World Health Economic Forum and the World Health Organization. Kingston says they are working on a pandemic agreement, and they say they are not going to have any regard for human rights. 140 nations have come back and said that we have amendments that we will make it, that we will make to it. They're also wanting to manufacture the vaccines, and they want a piece of the profits as well. Bill Gates, Pfizer, and the U.S. government do not want to give up royalties, and I think they want people to know what they're injecting, you know, what they're being injected with. They don't want people to know what they're being injected with. In this situation, I think greed may be good, to quote Gordon Gekko. In short, the pandemic agreement does not look like it's going to be approved and implemented. Martin Armstrong predicts the same outcome for the United Nations and the WHO pandemic agreement. Finally, an update from Ken Paxton's, who's the Texas Attorney General, case against Pfizer. Paxton is suing the company for fraud over the COVID-19 vax. Kingston says the most effective way to wake people up is to do a class action lawsuit. I think this is why Texas lawsuit is so important. As time goes by, people are going to be sitting at home and they will see an ad that asks, are you having heart complications, blood clotting? Were you injected by a Pfizer vaccine? You may be entitled to $1 million. Call 800-SUE-PFIZER. That snaps the brain on, she says, and that gets people to say, wait a second, I think this is going to wake people up. Remember, you do not have to be a victim of the criminal medical system. Avoid the vax and become a master survivor. Folks, I've been preaching that. I knew this day would come. 10, 15, 20 years ago, I knew this day would come. How they're going to eliminate 90% of the population. Dr. Johnny wants you to get well and wants you to stay well. Therefore, being a master survivor, you know, you will avoid being a victim to the mainstream medical system. Therefore, the Master Survivor Program and the Master Survivor University is the healthcare of the future. People want results and good health, not steady, never-ending medical bills. The ancient Greek health practices had profound health secrets. Through trial and error, arrived at diet and supplement and practice protocols that were effective in maintaining good health. And this is why the Greek health care regime in ancient Greece is the foundation of the Master Survivor Program. So how did all this happen in Greece? In ancient Greeks, apprehension of health and illness was based on the theory of the four fluids: blood, phlegm, yellow bowel, and black bowel, and that is in turn premised on the theory of four elements, fire, earth, water, and air, because on their four corresponding qualities, you know, heat, dry, humid, and cold, you know, that's where they got it. I mean, well, they got it in their own way, but when you look at modern physics, you know, when you look at the old Greek four elements, fire, earth, water, and air, that's, you know, you look at our modern physics from, that's heat, dry, humid, and cold. That relates to, I'll get into that. Many people overlook the wisdom of the Greek sages. They never realized that the four Greek elements correlate directly to modern physics and the four states of matter. So earth, in this case, is a solid state of matter. Water, in this case, is a liquid state of matter. Air, in this case, is a gaseous state of matter. Fire, in this case, is the plasma state. So the Greeks already knew the basics of physics. All these theories of ancient Greece had as a starting point the number four, which was of great significance for the Pythagorean philosophy that dominated the pre-Socratic period. The Pythagoreans maintained that harmony, perfect equilibrium, and perfect balance were the key elements to health. Health is a condition of unique equilibrium of the four body fluids, blood, phlegm, yellow bowel, and black bowel. Illness results when this balance is upset, and thus the important thing for maintaining health is to practice a way of life that allows for minimum disturbances to occur in the body, since balance can easily be disrupted by external forces and factors. Efforts are concentrated on regulating the physical and nutritional conditions of the body. These theories are also encountered later in the Socratic philosophy from Socrates. Plato contends that health is a state of being in complete harmony with the universe, which is Dr. Johnny keeps preaching that all along. Get a mineral balance and be balanced with the universe. A universe never affected by old age and disease due to the harmonious synthesis of the four fundamental elements of fire, earth, water, and air, providing its substance. The Greek word hygeia does indeed describe a condition of completeness and contentment. A healthy body is a well-balanced body, one that exists in harmony with the cosmic laws and order. And, you know, you hear Dr. Johnny, if you're my patient, you hear me talking about the circadian rhythm. It's from the old Greek philosophy of harmony. Health theories became more detailed and specific through the work of Hippocrates, and it is argued by many scholars that we all know about Hippocrates. Some say he was a legend, that 60 or so different works comprise the corpus derived probably from a variety of different authors, and they just put Hippocrates in the top name. But some others say that, no, he really was a man, and he really did practice health, you know, good health and medicine. So no one either in antiquity or now has been able to determine which works of the so-called Hippocratic corpus are actually by him and his disciples who developed the starting point of medical science. According to the tradition, mainly illustrated in the Hippocrates' work, Air, Waters, and Places, health is defined on the basis of equilibrium achieved between environmental forces. On one hand, the wind, temperature, water, ground, and food. And on the other hand, individual habits. And on the other hand, diet, alcohol, sexual behavior, etc., also related to the work and leisure of their habits. This internal equilibrium of the four body fluids depends on the external equilibrium between a person and his or her environment. So the pathogenic process, according to Hippocrates, is the result of the overturn of equilibrium and the predominance of one of the four fluids that causes disease through the disruption in equilibrium of the four fluids. This plethora, or the accumulation of humors, is considered accordingly to the main process of pathogenesis. In other words, health was equilibrium and illness is upset. On regime, pictured the body as being a perpetual flux. Health is a matter of keeping it all within the bounds. On the other great work, On the Nature of Man, the body was viewed as stable until illness subverted it. The physician who comes to attend to the total town's population must consider not only the season, the winds, the water, and the people using, you know, and their geography, where they've been, but also the way they live, if they drink a lot of wine, if they eat well, if they get adequate rest, and whether they are hardworking, whether they exercise, how much they eat, blah, blah, blah. It should be stressed that good diet was crucial to health, just like in Dr. Johnny's Master Survivor Beyond PhD. You know, diet is crucial to good health. The Greek word diet, as Synthesis notes in his writing, had a much broader meaning than the one that we give it today. Diet meant more than food and drink. Dietetica, or dietetics, the cornerstone of healing art, involved the entire lifestyle. By diet, the Greeks meant a man's entire way of living, the relation between sleep and being awake, that circadian rhythm, being exercise and rest, and of course the choice of food, the quality consumed, and other factors that can constitute a man's life must be controlled if the individual is to not be only healthy but also strong and beautiful. Hippocrates, opined that a natural theory of disease was entology. Etology, for example, notes that the treatment of male impotence, frequent among the Scythian people and primarily the wealthy Scythian population, is a case in point. According to prevalent notes and views, male impotence was a God-sent punishment. Hippocrates managed to make certain observations that were connected to horse riding, rheumatism, physical tiredness, and weather conditions, ground conditions, and so forth, incidents such as falls and wounds and fatigue, and third pathogenic factor to be sought in atmospheric conditions. On the basis of such observations, Hippocrates were able to relieve medicine from the burden of unscientific discourse and superstition, as I said in last week's show. Empirical data gathered on habits and diet and lifestyle paints a big picture of what's going on with the patient. Today, Dr. Johnny provides the HTMA to give an inside look at the mineral activity of the body. This hair tissue mineral analysis provides mineral levels to help bone and eliminate bone fragility, and also view the amount of toxic metals. Once this is noted, it is important to use nutrition to build up bone and cartilage strength, and for heavy metal removal, elevating heavy metals in hair can be reduced, and the diet shown on the analysis is also aided by nutritional supplements. So if you want to get the best of what the Greeks had, as well as validated by modern laboratory science, then just go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor program and click on number one and get the hair tissue mineral analysis, because it shows if there is an excess of toxic elements, it shows that these can cause implements of metabolism, particularly in the presence of nutrient mineral deficiencies. Hair tissue mineral analysis was performed on 120 individuals that included both sexes. Supplementation of magnesium and vitamin 6 was implemented in the treatment group and the placebos, in just placebos in the control group. The supplementation was taken for 3 months. A repeat hair tissue mineral analysis revealed a positive influence in the result of the supplementation. Magnesium levels increased in the hair, along with significant reduction of heavy metals, lead, and cadmium. Another study showed the reduction of hair and red blood cell lead and cadmium also followed. And then the study was performed on 174 children to measure concentrations of heavy metals, cadmium, and lead. Nutritional minerals, calcium, magnesium, copper, zinc, and iron were also tested. The study was performed to establish a relationship between elements in the serum, red blood cells, and hair. Serum and red blood cell count concentrations of lead and cadmium were within maximum allowable levels, but the hair showed exceedingly maximum levels in the tissues. Children were found to be elevated levels of lead and cadmium were supplemented with magnesium and vitamin B6. And then again, the follow-up test showed a marked reduction in lead and cadmium concentrations in the hair and the erythrocytes, which are the red blood cells. And so this shows proof positive that through the hair analysis and the diet that it provides, that this will lower your heavy metals. This is so easy to do and to avoid disease, but many people don't understand, and they get into bad habits and automatically damage their health. And worse yet, I feel like people who get the vaccines are just digging their own graves. Why not? You know, why wear a mask or get vaccines? This is the same way I felt when I refused the liver transplant and the doctors shamed me for not doing it. And the same thing they're doing to you. They shame me for not doing the liver transplant, call me delirious, same way when they had the COVID-19. And in this next pandemic, if you're going to be a vax denier, you're going to be on the snitch list. And they're going to shame you for not wearing a mask. They're going to shame you for not getting a vaccine. And I told them to take a long walk off a short pier when they asked me to get a liver transplant. I don't believe in organ removal and many other unnecessary surgeries and all vaccines. I don't believe in that at all. Never gotten them. And when people get them, they wonder why they never feel better. Trust me, folks, when you have organ removal and you get that vaccine, you have less of yourself and you're destroying your body all at the same time. And the mind control of the medical establishment has convinced people there's no other way. Just like right now, they're trying to convince you to get that vaccine. You wait till this new rollout of the pandemic. They're already pushing it online, and they will definitely coerce you into getting it. So make that decision and go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Beyond PhD. And you can hear the show, but if you click on the Master Survivor program, so you go to themastersurvivor.com, click on the Master Survivor program, and then go get number one, the hair tissue mineral analysis. So just like the general public, year after year, they're destroying their body by intaking the wrong foods and have the bad ingredients that make them unhealthy. Sadly, many are getting unnecessary surgeries, and they have mineral imbalances to boot, and they gain bone fragility. What a sad life to be living when it's so easy to follow the diet and supplement schedule of the HCMA and become a master survivor and start enjoying your life. If you want stronger bones and avoid disease and happier lives, then go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the Master Survivor program and become a master survivor today. And I'll return after these messages from our sponsor.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Yeah. check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hyper thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD. This is Dr. Johnny, and I'm going to bring you more information about what's going on, the real agenda behind all this illegal immigrants, because, you know, these technocrats, these Satanist technocrats, their goal is to destroy these bigger cities that we had. You remember the riots in Portland and Seattle and Minneapolis and New York and everything, where they're burning everything? Well, they're going to do that on steroids again as soon as it gets warm. And believe me, in today's post-pandemic world, American cities are undergoing a transformation. Metropolitan transformation is nothing new. In fact, it's a natural and expected cycle of life, that evolution of society. Looking at the history of modern Mideast and Europe, and the mainland's and mankind's migration into the West, there are several transformation eras of human history, and now we're in the mid 20th century America, and people are rushing to make it in the city, but that's no longer a big American dream, is it? It's hard to make it in the city these days. You find more and more opportunities and blah, blah, blah. It's closer to your work and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the 20th century, we witnessed another urban shift, and that was a suburban community living that took root in America and blossomed from coast to coast. Big city residents began moving to the outskirts, into the, you know, suburbs, right? Away from the hustle bustle. But many Americans chose to raise their families in safer, less densely populated communities. as the American population surpassed 300 million in the nearly 21st century, metropolitan areas have grown to the point that today they are merging geographically and bringing forward a new pressure points on American society. Now, these are just basic facts. Now, the spike in violent crimes is just one thing that people can't ignore, and also human trafficking and illegal drug use and more illegal aliens are coming in as boosted by flashpoints such as the COVID-19 pandemic and the death of George Floyd and the May 2020. However, these turning points also reveal consequences of putting in place socialist political theories pushed by elite billionaire Democrats. Here's how and why U.S. cities run by Democrats are on the verge of collapse. And folks, when they do collapse, see, they want to implement their 15-minute smart cities where you don't have to own anything or go anywhere. Everything will be delivered to your door. In a report released last year from the Heritage Foundation entitled Blue City Murder Problem, this is the title of the report. Blue City Murder Problem lists the top 30 cities with the highest homicide rates as of June 2022. Unsurpassingly, they found that 27 of the 30 deadliest cities in America had Democratic mayors. Two were Republican and one was independent. Chicago, Philadelphia, New York were the deadliest places in America last year, all run by Democrats, of course. Interestingly, the Heritage Report found that within these 30 cities, there were at least 14 rogue prosecutors backed or inspired by the billionaire Democrat donor and global socialist George Soros. There are several ways that the radical left was wreaking havoc in cities where they've been implementing woke so-called social justice policies. According to the Heritage Report, these policies include, but are not limited to, refusing to prosecute entire categories of misdemeanor crimes, including theft, drug possession, shoplifting, receiving stolen property, breaking and entering, destruction of property, disturbing the peace, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and more, and also forbidding prosecutors from including sentencing enhancements or allegations of prior convictions or special circumstances for egregious crimes or actions. Also, they're seeing they're being linked to forbidden prosecutors from seeking the death penalty in any case. Also, they're seeing forbidding prosecutors from seeking life without parole sentences for any crime. Also, they're limited in refusing to prosecute violent teenagers in adult court for such crimes as murder and child abuse. We saw where those teenage or younger 20s immigrants beat up the New York police and they walked. They didn't even have to pay bail. They were just let out. They weren't even tried. They weren't even arrested. Well, they were arrested and then released. We're also seeing that now that with all these new woke agenda, they're requiring prosecutors to ask for the release of duly convicted violent felons just to let them go, whose appeals have been denied in the past after these felons have served at least 15 years of time or longer of their sentence, they're let go. Also, they're forbidding and prohibiting or limiting prosecutors from asking for bail or taking into consideration the defendant's prior criminal record as ways to ensure the presence of a defendant at the next court hearing. So there are over 2,554 homicides in those 30 cities through June of 2022, and in 14 cities with Soros-backed rogue prosecutors, there were 1,700 homicides, representing 68% of the homicides in the top 30 homicide cities in the United States, according to the report. These are essentially people who are not only refusing to do their job, but are employing, empowering criminals and weaken the rule of law. And it's a derelict of duty to, at best, labeling Democrats as hypocritical for proclaiming to be champions of democracy while simultaneously advocating for policies that break down the very democratic institutions they claim to defend is an understatement. The American people can't and won't fall for this and this deceitful practice as their cities burn around them. You wait till it gets warm, folks. They're going to start it up again. A separate analysis of the cities with the biggest homicide rate problems by Wallet Hub looked at Q4 2022 data compared to Q4 2021 and Q4 2020. They found the following cities had a growing homicidal problem: Atlanta, Baltimore, Detroit, Las Vegas, Kansas City, Chesapeake, Virginia, Chicago, Memphis, Jacksonville, Florida, Denver, Colorado. The list correlates closely with the trends identified in the Heritage Report and lists some of the same cities. In fact, 7 of the 10 cities previously listed have Democrat mayors, with 2 being Republican and 1 independently formerly a Democrat. In 2020, it was reported that 12 major cities broke their homicide records. All 12 were run by Democratic mayors. Another telling statistic in the collapse of America's Democratic-run cities is the dangerous rise of human trafficking, of which the vast majority of the victims are sexually exploited, approximately 79%. A list of the top 10 cities of the most human trafficking, according to the National Human Trafficking Hotline report, which ranks all major cities by the number of reported telephone calls per capita. And at the top of the list is Washington, D.C. Number 2 is Atlanta. Orlando is number 3. Miami is number 4. Las Vegas is number 5 for human trafficking. Sacramento, California is number 6. St. Louis, Missouri. Baton Rouge is number 8. Columbus, Ohio is number 9. And Richmond, Virginia, number 10. For years, covered in this report, 8 out of the 10 cities had all Democratic mayors, the 2 exceptions being Miami, which had a Democratic and a Republican mayor during those years, and Las Vegas, whose Democrat mayor switched parties and became independent, as did his wife, who succeeded him in office. Same, leopard doesn't change his spots that quick. So another sign of collapsing cities is the rise of homelessness. According to security.org latest reports covering 2014 to 2018, among the list of the top 10 cities with the biggest homelessness problem, 7 had Democratic mayors, 1 was an independent, 2 had a Democratic and Republican mayor during that time. Out of the top 10 major cities with the highest homeless were 4 in California. Another barometer that reveals the corroding effect of the Democratic leadership is the fiscal discipline, or lack thereof. In 2013, the Democratic-run city of Detroit filed for bankruptcy, the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. One city had escapulates all the problems of a Democrat rule. That really symbolizes the dysfunction you get from following persistently progressive agendas, a San Francisco California, you know, as in San Francisco, California. In December 2022, report from the Daily Mail of the UK highlighted San Francisco's woes, such as rampant homelessness due to the rapidly promoted sanctuary city status, open-air drug use, vacant office buildings, and teetering economy, rising crime, declining populations, and a $728 million budget deficit. The overall crime rate in the city was 3.9% over the year 2022, led by increases in larceny and theft by 9.6%, assaults by 7.6%, robberies 4.9%, and rape 2.8%. Things got so bad in San Francisco that even the Soros-backed socialist district attorney, who widely pledged not to enforce the law, was successfully recalled by voters. While the media is only now really focusing on the disastrous effects of having Democrats run cities, the 2010 report of the National Review covered America's 17 most bankrupt cities, which consisted of cities with leadership by two Republicans, two independents, and 12 Democrats, meaning Democrats led 70% of the America's most bankrupt cities at the time, including one city so bankrupt that it is in state receivership. So who knows, maybe China will buy them. We all know the Democrat lie about their track records and try to spin the news story by saying crime is up in red states. But when you extract the death and destruction left behind by Democrat-run cities and counties from those states, you get a much lower number than the Democrats want you to see. Defund the police protests, Antifa riots, smash and grab theft rings, gangs and ransacking department stores and small businesses, the burning down of police departments by angry mobs, the random but targeted killing of police officers, empty city streets in parts of the town where sidewalks were filled with open drug use, women being assaulted and children trafficked, and many of us have read the headlines and seen the videos online. This is not anything new, but they're going to ramp it up even more, folks. Democrat-run cities in America are on the verge of collapsing. Some have already purged into the abyss. Republican leadership, maturity, and discipline are needed now more than ever. If Republicans don't fight for our cities, or worse, flee altogether, we risk a dangerous transformation of where we leave our children with the world that is worse off than we've entered it. We can't let that happen. But folks, you know, the Obama plan is to bring more and more of these immigrants in all of our cities. Hold on just a second. I need to take a little breather. Hold on. Okay, Dr. Johnny had to clear his throat, blow his nose, and take a drink of water. Now, remember on last week's show, I reported to you that most Americans don't realize that non-governmental organizations, these NGOs, are funded by your taxpayer dollars and helping migrants from all over the world travel to our southern border. And once they get across, they're bused off to airports and temporary stations to settle in different parts and different cities of our country. The deep state Democrats have resettling committees. Most volunteer to handle the invasion. Once the illegal immigrants are processed at the border, billions of your taxpayer dollars are being used to resettle them in communities all across America. It is not just buses, but even Delta Airlines has pitched in to give them a free travel pass. TSA just lets them walk right through because they don't have pay proper IDs, and they go, oh, you're an illegal immigrant. Oh, we'll come right through. Okay, go ahead. Go to the Delta ticket counter. They get a ticket that says, you know, passenger X, and boom, they get a free ticket. Well, just emerged this past week is a disturbing video from Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta, shows a group of migrants tucked away in a hidden room guarded by U.S. Service members. You know, they got their own little guards there, and these are all, you know, Democrat, you know, run. But the Republican State Senator Cotton Moore, who is the vice chairman of the Georgia Freedom Caucus, took a video and has shared that, you know, with the Daily Caller News Foundation. The Daily Caller has also shared it, showing a hidden room at the Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport full of illegal aliens from around the world and volunteers of Team Libertad, guarded by a uniformed soldier. And Dr. Johnny watched the video, and I tell you, my jaw dropped. It's full of these illegals in there, and they're being protected, and you know, when their flight comes, and then they're escorted and sent to their gate to be flown off to their destination. Moore said it, the Atlanta airport whistleblower tipped him off about the clandestine makeshift migrant shelter in the terminals, and claimed that he noticed an uptick of migrants traveling through the airport in recent months. We're all getting them flights to where they need to be, a man who identified himself as Team Libertad, volunteer says on the video. These are just recently documented travelers going, getting released from ICE, that's the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, getting to where they need to be, he said. There's people that, you know, they've dropped off here from ICE detention with no help, and he's added that we're helping them. Team Libertad is a migrant advocacy program of the Inspiritus nonprofit. This Inspiritus nonprofit claims its mission is offering airport accompaniment to asylum seekers, like at the Atlanta airport. So, you know, these people, they come fresh from, who knows, you know, Congo or, you know, China or, you know, Guatemala or wherever they come from. They don't know their way around the airports. And this Empress nonprofit organization is offering airport accompaniment to the asylum seekers at the airport. So when they have their ticket and they've already been through security, then the Empress nonprofit will escort them to their gate. And they already got their boarding pass. Now this, Moore, I couldn't believe it. I about dropped my jaw. Now this Congressman Moore, he said that the uniformed officer whose military branch affiliation was not established, he didn't show U.S. Army, it didn't show police or anything, but he was in military garb, but it didn't show, didn't have his name tag, he's just like an unidentified military kind of guy. Tried to stop him from filming when he began recording the immigrants, you know, peering inside the room there. The room was absolutely packed with people from every continent on this planet, Moore told the in the video. When I took my phone and reached it up above the guy to get a better view of the illegals in the room, that's when the chaos broke out. That's when the U.S. Army guy, or whoever military he's from, took the phone. It was a scrimmage between he and I in order to get the phone back. And then he proceeded to tell me to get out of here and just made a real scene out of it, he said. This is the congressman. This comes as Chicago and Boston are also sheltering illegal migrants at their international airports, amid an unprecedented influx of illegal crossings at the southern border, a much less secretive fashion, Arizona's Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, you know, PHX, and Tucson Airport have gone so far as to create special expedited lines for those that have no IDs to fly anywhere they want in the U.S., further exposing the left's sophisticated illegal immigration procedure pipeline, processing pipeline. According to Customs and Border Patrol data, a record-breaking 371,000 migrants illegally entered the United States in just December 2023 alone. So just this past December, 371,000 migrants entered into the United States or were flown off to the destinations where the deep state wanted them. Who's behind the invasion of Europe and America's southern border? All evidence points to the Jews, including Jewish present U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, a Jew. The Jews behind closed doors openly admit they are behind exterminating Europeans by interbreeding them out of existence. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. They also don't want blacks. They don't, you know, this whole thing, I'm telling you folks, it's not. I can't make this stuff up. They are flying, just 371,000 migrants came in or were flown to the destinations that the deep state wanted just in last December, just this past December, 371,000 migrants are all placed all around the U.S. right now. And they bus them in, fly them out, and then put them in to shelters that are paid for by our taxpayer dollars. You remember on last week's show, I reported to you that special forces were seen sent to the Texas border to help the Texas National Guard stop the invasion? Well, in response to the escalating conflict between the federal government and the state of Texas over which entity has jurisdiction authority to police the Lone Star State's border with Mexico, White Hats, with Governor Abbott's consent, sending M1A1 tanks and Bradley infantry fighting vehicles to Eagle Pass, where swarms of would-be illegals continue their unstoppable stampede into U.S. soil. The debacle started in early January, when a mother and her child reportedly drowned are doomed in an effort to cross the Rio Grande. Federal CB, you know, Border Patrol officials claimed that Abbott's razor wire prevented them from reaching the point. The fatalities enraged Alejandro Mayorkas and his bloated, corrupt Department of Homeland Security, which holds dominion over the Border Patrol, whose officers, the Texas National Guard, had blocked from installing surveillance cameras and cutting wire along the Shelby Park. The feds append that Governor Abbott exceeded his gubernatorial powers and that he, having declared the unabated migrant surge as an invasion, argued that the Biden cabal is trying to dilute his ability to govern and safeguard Texas and its constituents. The Supreme Court heard the case and expeditiously ruled 5-4 in favor of the feds. Responding to the verdict, the Texas Military Department pledged that it would unspool new rolls of wire for each roll. They pledged that they would unspool three new rolls of wire for each roll the feds cut down. So the percolating and potentially inevitable confrontation has been dubbed the standoff at Eagle Pass. White Hats, my sources in Eric Smith's office, have unswervingly vowed to help Texas military shutter the border, and if necessary, drive federal forces away from the border and even the entire state of Texas. And my source said, just to be clear, we don't want war with federal Texas and federal border patrol. 90% of them are good guys, great guys, stuck in a tough spot. They want the flood stopped as well, but the regime has left them powerless because it wants the floodgates open and get these immigrants in as fast as possible. So when we're sending men and armor as a deterrent, just in case military loyal to the Biden show up at Eagle Pass, he wouldn't say if armor was already at Eagle Pass, but it already is. And I mentioned that the White Hats officers of the 1st Armored Division of Fort Bliss committed 2 tank platoons, or 8 M1A1 tanks, and an equal number of Bradley fighting vehicles to the border mission with backups ready to roll. Fort Bliss, home to the 1st Armored Division, is approximately 500 miles from Eagle Pass. Asked whether the armor would navigate land or use freight rail, he said nebulously, no, yes, and maybe. All you need to know is it will be there strategically positioned and ready to act on. And if it were up to me, we'd finish that wall and build towers filled with snipers, and if an illegal reached the U.S. side of the Rio Grande, put one in his head. That's a victory for, you know, by attrition. President Trump said it himself, they're polluting the blood of our country. This isn't a racist statement. No one opposes legal path to citizenship, he said. But why should they flood in and have more rights than any American citizen? The feds are also after Trump in every possible way. Donald Trump is the one, he's the canary in the coal mine between us and the deep state. He's the only one standing in their way. That's why they're trying so hard to get rid of Trump. And his military security force this past Saturday, not yesterday, but the past Saturday, engaged 2 intruders who tripped a Mar-a-Lago proximity alarm on the Lake Worth Lagoon side of the estate, Mar-a-Lago sources revealed. At approximately 2 a.m., sensors detected human movement near the estate's tennis courts, which ought to have had been devoid of activity at that hour. The U.S. Navy SEALs protecting Trump's Mar-a-Lago Command Center determined that 2 unknowns had surfaced from the shallow lagoon and climbed the wall onto Trump's property. The SEALs immediately fanned out to flank the intruders, who by then were sinking and slipping behind palm trees and sticking to the shadows, trying to evade the spread of floodlights that suddenly illuminated the expansive estate. Now visible on camera, the unknowns dressed in wetsuits were circulatorily moving toward the main building, but SEALs received updates from the security center and intercepting them and commanding them to drop what they had been holding and put up their hands. Instead of surrendering, one unsealed a waterproof pouch and pulled out a pistol. A SEAL sniper atop the roof put a round in his head. Meanwhile, the second unknown spun around and sprinted to the lagoon while unzipping a pouch in his left hand. He managed a few long strikes before realizing he was surrounded and could not escape. When the SEALs ordered him to put his weapon on the ground, he put the barrel in his mouth and pulled the trigger and blew out his brains. Besides weapons, the assailants had pouches holding SD cards, USB cables, and locksmith tools, trying to get into the computer system and record everything they could. We think they wanted access to the servers, you know, and that might contain sensitive information, but our systems have strong protection. We're working to identify these men, my source said. Now, folks, I'm telling you, everything's coming at us so fast. You hear me? A couple of people that never became my patient, but they're just listening to the show. You always pushing your program and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I've had some people that have listened to this program that got the vaccine, and guess what? They're no longer with us. So I'm just telling you, I'm trying to inform you to make healthy decisions. One healthy decision is become a Master Survivor. Just go to themastersurvivor.com, click on the Master Survivor program, and start with number one. You know, the hair tissue mineral analysis. Just $226, a clump of hair, send it to Dr. Johnny. I'll run it in the lab for you, and then send you back your report, and we'll have your analysis and do your consultation free of charge. That's the most expensive part of my program. The most valuable part is my consultation. Over 40 years of experience, I've been doing this. But, you know, so much is coming at us, we don't know what to think, folks. So January 24 stood out as an exceptionally active month. It's coming at us faster and faster and faster. The news, even the good news, the news that's fact. And then all the spinoff news that they give their interpretation of the news to keep you from knowing the truth and just, you know, homogenizing or diluting the truth, you know. So all this high levels of activity, you know, since October, the notable stories captivated Johnny's attention in command center, you know, from the Epstein files to the border crisis. The month started with the South Korean opposition leader, Xi Jinping, getting stabbed at a press conference on January 1st. And January 2nd, Harvard President Claudine Gay resigned for being caught for plagiarizing. Then NASA detected the strongest explosion of energy from the sun in 6 years in the New Year's Eve, and stated there would be a 25% chance it would knock out the GPS and the satellites and all the, you know, the internet. Oh, fear, fear, fear. Representative Bill Johnson submitted his letter of resignation on January 2nd to the U.S. House of Representatives. Over 200 service members demanded that Biden's military leadership be court-martialed and fired for forcing the experimental vaccine on troops with the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Over 200 service members demanded in writing and left them with a significant physical and mental scars, especially some of them died from that vaccine. Then on January 3rd, Florida Surgeon General Joe Lobato called for COVID-19's vaccine to remove from the market altogether. So Florida is not going vaccine at all. Multiple state capitals have evacuated on January 2nd due to threats. So a lot of state capitals have gotten threats. And New Hampshire became the second U.S. state to potentially outlaw the spraying of aerosol particulate matter in the skies, a phenomenon commonly referred to as chemtrails. So now, as of the 2nd of January, New Hampshire is outlawed chemtrails. Then we had Jeffrey Epstein court documents with a list of 200 names was released on January 2nd. Official Epstein court documents proved that Donald Trump was cleared of any wrongdoing and state that he did not visit Jeffrey Epstein's island or home. Epstein documents confirmed Prince Andrew had an orgy with numerous underage girls on Epstein's private island in the U.S. Virgin Islands. According to Epstein documents, Alan Dershowitz confirmed to have been engaged in and witnessed to sexual abuse of minors. On January 4th, King Charles III faced calls to I wish I could talk better, folks. I'll try. Advocate the pass to the throne to Prince William less than a year after his coronation. False flag shootings occur to distract from the Epstein files on January 4th at Perry High School in Perry, Iowa. The shooter was confirmed dead. Leon Black, the billionaire investor linked to Jeffrey Epstein, packed his bags and left New York with his wife as the late pedophile's court documents were released. Megyn Kelly floats around the conspiracy theory that Jeffrey Epstein may still be alive, which he is. Representative Doug Lamborn, Republican, announced he is retiring from Congress in January 5th. New Epstein documents mention Hillary Clinton lawyers for the Virginia Gulfry were seeking Ghislaine Maxwell's communications with Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. Epstein documents confirmed that Ghislaine Maxwell refused to comply with discovery requests seeking info on her connection with the Clinton Foundation. Epstein victims confirms that she was forced to have sex with a former Prime Minister of Israel. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was assassinated by a bunker buster missile in Kiev, Ukraine. However, on January 5th, the media reported that he was hospitalized after complications from a medical procedure. Well, that's their typical scapegoat when one of the deep staters is eliminated. On January 6th, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau aircraft broke down during a trip to Jamaica in his second travel incident in 4 months. United Airlines prepared to ground dozens of Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft for inspections a day after a panel blew out of the Alaskan Airlines flight. Boy, I'm glad I wasn't on that flight. Joe Biden stated that Trump plans to invoke the Insurrection Act, which will allow him to deploy U.S. military forces onto the streets of America. Well, the sooner the better, says Dr. Johnny. Biden will pull out of the presidential race, over poor health. You know, a top J.P. Morgan strategist predicted, and BlackRock announced that they will be laying off 600 employees. And that was on January 8th, and France Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne resigned. And then Jeffrey Epstein secretly recorded sex tapes of Prince Andrew's with Richard Branson and Bill Clinton, according to new Epstein documents. Michelle Obama is terrified what could possibly happen in the next election. They're going to take Biden out and put her in to run against President Trump. In an unauthorized vehicle crash into the White House grounds gate, also on the 8th of January, underground tunnels discovered under the synagogue of New York City with evidence of child sacrifice from all these Jewish rabbis. And it immediately is filled with concrete to hide the evidence. Let that sink in. Mike Pence's brother, Greg Pence, announced that he would be retiring from Congress after serving 3 terms. On January 9th, Epstein's survivor, Virginia Gulfry, alleges Bill Clinton is witness to sexual abuses of minors many times over. First Lady Melania Trump's mother, Amelia Canales, died after being hospitalized in Miami January 10th. On January 11th, Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum discussed Disease X rollout as part of their annual meeting. Is either they're talking about Disease X or getting rid of Trump? Those two things were their main topics of discussion. U.S. and Britain carrying out airstrikes in Yemen just to try to start World War III. But then January 12th, the FBI defied a court order and refused to turn over Seth Rich's evidence to the attorney, he was taken out by the deep state because he was going to show how the Democratic National Committee was involved in these underworld activities. January 13th, John Kerry announced he's stepping down as the Biden special envoy for climate change, and Georgia state senators introduced a bill to remove corrupt Senator State Brad Raffensperger from the state election board and grant the board authority to investigate him for election law violations. Pro-Palestinian protesters attempted to breach the security fencing outside the White House. On January 15th, the United Kingdom announces its biggest military deployment to NATO exercises in decades. And, of course, on the 15th of January, Donald Trump wins the Iowa Republican caucuses. On January 16th, Putin says previous elections in the U.S. were falsified by the way of postal voting. Reports come in that citizens in the state of Virginia might have been exposed to a highly contagious measles virus. Chinese scientists create a mutant coronavirus strain that attacks the brain and has a 100% kill rate in mice. They tested it on mice and all the mice died. On January 17th, Bill Gates says the next generation COVID vaccines will have a longer duration and use patches instead of needles. So you just get a patch on your arm, and it just keeps soaking in bit by bit, day by day, and you'll get all the crud that's in those vaccines. World Health Organization Tedros says that COVID was the first disease X, and it may happen again. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was unable to fly home from Davos as scheduled due to a critical error with his aircraft. Well, the White Hats arrest him. Let me just translate that for you. But then again, that Blinken may be a clone, so they're still working on that one. New York Police Department confirms it does not know how to find records about ex-Congressman Anthony Weiner's laptop. Those have all disappeared mysteriously. Donald Trump vows to never allow the Federal Reserve to create central bank digital currency. And then January 18th, Kate, the Princess of Wales, had to have abdominal surgery. NATO announces plans to mobilize 90,000 soldiers for the biggest military exercise since the end of the Cold War. Texas state troopers began arresting illegals at Eagle Pass, Texas. And January 19th, Atlas Air Boeing 747-8 from Miami International Airport catches fire while in flight. House Republicans introduce legislation to defund the World Economic Forum. That sounds like a great idea to Dr. Johnny. And then Southern Airways expresses flight crash lands on Loudoun County Parkway. Grand jury indicts Alec Baldwin with involuntary manslaughter in the Rush shooting. Hospitals in Denver, Colorado start vaccinating their staff with live Ebola with a shed rate of 31%. January 22nd, a New York-bound Virginia Atlantic flight was Virgin Atlantic flight was canceled just moments after takeoff when an alarmed passenger spotted several screws missing from the plane's wing. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says in response to the Supreme Court's ruling, he will continue to defend Texas constitutional authority to secure the border and prevent Biden's administration from destroying the property of Texas. On January 23rd, a BlackRock managing director was caught for sexual child sex exploitation. Leaked audio of tape reveals top Republican official tried to bribe Carrie Lake to not run for Senate in Arizona. A Northwest Air commuter plane crashed near Fort Smith, Canada, killing 10 people and injuring one. And then, of course, January 23rd, President Trump wins the New Hampshire primary. January 24th, a Delta Airlines flight 982, Boeing 757, was moments after takeoff from Atlanta International Airport when the nose wheel came off and rolled down the hill. An orphanage founder in Haiti who forced past accusations with who faced past accusations of abusing boys in his care faces criminal charges in the U.S. after an investigation revealed that he traveled to the Caribbean country to sexually abuse minors. British citizens should be prepared to fight in a potential land war, according to UK Army Chief. Arizona GOP Chairman Jeff DeWitt resigns after being caught on a secret recording trying to bribe Carrie Lake into not running for office. On January 25th, Vince McMahon was accused of sexual trafficking by WWE staffer he paid to keep quiet. He would go on to resign. President Trump calls for all willing state governors to deploy their National Guards to Texas and to remove illegals back across the border. On January 26, the Pentagon reported that America is at risk and unprepared for an alien invasion. Well, no kidding. On January 28, three American troops killed in Jordan and Syria in drone strikes with multiple wounded. Multiple U.S. lawmakers deemed to directly hit Iran after deadly attack on the U.S. Troops in the Mideast. And on January 30th, a man from Pennsylvania beheaded his father, a federal employee, and called for revolution against Biden regime and an army of illegals in an online video that he put out that's circulating all over the internet. It's gone viral. So he beheaded an employee in his protest against Biden and the army of illegal immigrants and put it all on tape on January. That's kind of grisly, but hey, he doesn't like seeing our America going down the tubes. On January 30th, New York Community Bancorp stock crashes. Trading was halted. Iran officially joins BRICS on January 31st. And, of course, Joe Biden announces his nominating John Podesta to replace the ongoing special climate envoy, John Kerry. So John Podesta would be the new climate envoy for the Biden administration. So, folks, every day, every minute, there's more and more things happening. You can't even, most people don't even know what's real and not real, but what I try to do is give you a rundown of what happened that was real in January, and that of itself is already too much to handle. But that's the truth. That's what was happening in January, and it hadn't stopped since. The escalation of events. Because, see, the deep state's scared to death. They're scrambling like crazy. They'll do anything. Anything and everything is happening. There's fights within the deep state itself. They're being split apart between arguments of people jumping ship and saying, no, no, no. These bankers are jumping ship, and they're saying, no, no, no. We're not going to be a part of this vaccine kill shot. We're not being a part of this child trafficking. We're not a part of that. And they're coming to the White House and saying, hey, whatever you need to know, we money laundered a lot of money through this bank and that bank. And so a lot of these bankers are coming clean and just, and oh man, the deep state is going crazy. because they're being torn apart. It's a good thing. It's a really good thing. And so what's happening is all they can do is have the media put out more and more and more lies. And anytime somebody's really arrested, they put out a lie, oh, he went to the hospital, or have someone show up, saying, oh, yeah, here he is, and blah, 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 just to hide the truth from you. But at the same time, behind the scenes, it's happening quicker and quicker and quicker. And that escalation is happening right now as we speak. And they're going to escalate that COVID syndrome X, that new vaccine pandemic, because they're scared to death. They don't have any other place to run. Now they're pushing on the internet, so you sign online and get your vax and all that, because they can't do it through the media like they used to, because all those people are being arrested. All those people have been arrested. Most people don't understand how many arrests the White Hats have done. I'm just bringing you just a very mere splinter of who's been arrested. But there's literally hundreds of thousands of deep staters that have been arrested, just in the media and the banking and just in the government sectors alone. So more than ever, folks, it's time to become a master survivor. How can I stress to you more than ever? They're going to make you get that vax. If you don't watch it, they're going to make you comply to that vax. But if you're a master survivor, you don't have to worry about taking the vax. So the best thing for you to do right now is to join Dr. Johnny and become a master survivor. Go to themastersurvivor.com, johnnydelirious.com, themastersurvivoruniversity.com, and click on the Master Survivor Program and scroll down and start with number one, the hair tissue mineral analysis. Just $225, $226. Send me some hair and you can become a master survivor today and survive. That's what I want, is for everyone to survive and end the suffering. Have a good week, everybody. Dr. Johnny, over now.
People's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Friday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers.